support in that that vision is, I think, going to be really exciting and going to have lasting impacts, even if you don't have any children like myself. So this is a race that's often overlooked, and it breaks my heart. And I know that something that we're committed to is increasing voter engagement within school board races to make sure that this is not just something that parents have to carry alone, but it's something that all of us can walk alongside and make sure that our youth are being cared for in a way that is appropriate and that allows for them to flourish.
That's great.
Can I?
Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
Can I tack someone on to this?
Yeah, of course.
I think the other important piece to remember, particularly about school board races here in Oregon, is that this is actually the beginning of the political pipeline for the state of Oregon. Many of our school board candidates will go on to be in the you know, become assembly members or senators or potentially governors. And, you know, one of the places that we see the most immediate change is in our schools. It's very local. It's an opportunity for these people to show leadership in our community in new ways and for us to get a sense and begin to collectivize what we want the state to be doing to better represent our community. I mean, the thing that's so beautiful to me about Imagine Black Slate is the diversity of candidates that people have to choose from. And despite this untrue narrative about Oregon being a super white place, you see that there are all these amazing people of color who are passionate and skilled and experienced and ready to lead our schools initially forward to make sure that they're inclusive and diverse and moving towards racial justice. And imagine what's possible if we can see that go from schools onto the state, you know, maybe one day into the governor's seat. Oregon's just on a better track. And I feel like Imagine Black is helping so many voters who frankly are at a loss when they get their ballots to know who to support. And Imagine Black has done that hard work. They are trusted messengers in our community. And people can cast that ballot knowing their values aligned and they are ready to lead.
This is Clara Shado with KBOO Evening News. And now it's time for News from the Boo, the weekly segment from people inside of and around KBOO with news from your community radio station.
Well, good evening. You are listening to News from the Boo here on your community radio station, KBOO Portland. I'm Jenny Yokoyama, your host for News from the Boo, and I'm also one of KBOO's interim station co-managers. Here on News from the Boo, we talk about all things KBOO. It's a show for our listeners, our volunteers, our members, anyone who's just interested in finding out what's going on at KBOO. First, we're going to talk about some special programming we have going on during the month of May. On Fridays in May from 7 to 8 p.m., we will be airing special programming just for Asian Pacific American Heritage Month. So tune in for that to hear voices from the APA-API community. Then on May 26th, we'll be highlighting our youth programming. We're calling it Youth Day. There'll be programming all throughout the day that is produced by our volunteers from our youth collective, or programming that is focused towards our younger listeners. Shows such as Youth Randomonium and The Underground, Children's Hour. So tune in for that. That's on May 26th. I know I'm excited to listen to this day because our youth collective does some awesome stuff. And if you're curious about any of our other programming on KBOO, don't forget that you can always just go to our website, kboo.fm, and you can see programming that's coming up right there on our homepage, as well as the schedule, and see what's coming up on KBOO. Also happening right now at KBOO is our spring membership drive. I just want to give another thank you to everybody who has donated during this time, shown their support to KBOO. 80% of our operating budget comes from our membership base. So we really, really appreciate everyone who literally makes KBOO happen. We're more than halfway to our goal. We're trying to raise $60,000. So join those supporters who have already donated, who have helped us get there. We have a theme going on for this membership drive. We're calling it Growing the Grassroots. And so I invite you, if you are a fan of KBOO, to help KBOO grow its grassroots membership base by becoming a member. You just do that by going to our website, kboo.fm, click on the donate button, or text KBOO to 44321. You're literally joining a very long legacy, thousands of people who say, KBOO is important to my community. So again, thank you to everyone who has supported, is going to support, whether or not you can financially support, whatever the support looks like towards KBOO, thank you. And all that support leads to our volunteer program, volunteer-based opportunities at KBOO. So one of those things is that we are looking for volunteers. We need help out with right now is we need help vetting our audio. So if you can do that, even if you can just do one hour a month, that helps us out a lot. Email volunteer@kboo.org. Let them know that you're available to help out with that. We're also looking for people to help out with audio editing for the website. So it just takes some very basic audio editing and then uploading that file to kboo.fm. If you are interested in helping out that way, just email Janka at web@kboo.org. And we also need people to help us and to attend the upcoming volunteer appreciation party. That's going to be held on Saturday, June 26th. We don't have a location yet, and we don't have all the details specifically worked out, but we do know that it's going to be at an outside park. It's going to be Saturday, June 26th from noon to 3 p.m. So if you would like to be part of the planning group, or if you can help out that day, let us know by emailing the volunteer coordinator at volunteer@kboo.org. This one's going to be really exciting if it can happen. Hopefully, just keeping the fingers crossed that, you know, the COVID wave keeps going down and it's safe for us to all meet, because this will be our first KBOO gathering in over a year. So if you can help out, let us know. And if you can't, I hope to see you there. Put it on your calendar, Saturday, June 26th, 12 to 3 p.m. Details will come to you in your email in the next all-volunteer email, so watch the inbox. Okay, also for our programmers, we got some open time slots. So I guess this actually applies to current programmers and potential future programmers. We do have some time slots open for music programming. We have some specific time slots. We have some specific formatted ones, like we're looking for a poetry show, we're looking for Spanish language programming, comedy or radio theater. We're also looking for POC programmers for our folk music block. We also have some other open format times. So if you're a current volunteer, just check your all-volunteer newsletter for the month of May to see the listing for all those times. Okay, upcoming trainings for the month. We have Programming Essentials this Thursday, May 13th from 4 to 5. And we also have the Writing for Radio class that same day on Thursday, May 13th from 5:30. Then on Monday, May 17th, we have an Intro to Audio Editing class at noon. And then on the next day, on Tuesday, May 18th, we have a News Editing in Audacity at 5:30 p.m. So all you news volunteers, that class is for you. To sign up for any of those classes, just check out your all-volunteer newsletter email and you'll see all the details there. Some other announcements, and I know I talked about this a little bit last week, but just making sure to put it out there that KBOO is getting ready for our elections for our board of directors. We have our annual elections. So if you are interested in running for the board at KBOO, let us know by emailing board@kboo.org as soon as possible, and someone will reach back out to you to talk about what it is to serve as governance at KBOO. Our board oversees our strategic planning. They oversee our bylaws and our policies. It's a unique way to support KBOO. So if you're someone who is looking for a way to serve community, and maybe you have some experience serving on other nonprofit boards, then let us know. That email address again is board@kboo.org. Well, that's all I have for announcements for today for News from the Boo. And before we go, some words about KBOO volunteer Jay Thiemeyer, who sadly passed away in March of 2021. KBOO staff member Jenka Soderberg shares her thoughts in this on-air tribute.
Hi, this is Jenka Soderberg, KBOO's web and new media coordinator. I just wanted to share a little tribute to Jay Thiemeyer. Jay was a longtime KBOO contributor, member, volunteer, and board member who passed away on March 11th, 2021. Jay was one of the founders of the long-running KBOO program, Hole in the Bucket. That program focused on the issues faced by houseless people in our community and showed the many ways that the system fails so many people. It was the predecessor of the program that we now have on the air, which is Right to Survive Radio. Jay and his co-host described their show as follows. The Hole in the Bucket is a show about the many faces of poverty. Poverty underlies and aggravates practically every human ill, something recognized and vocalized by every one of our guests. Consequently, Hole in the Bucket addresses many areas of the human experience. War, for example, diverts money from domestic programs and creates vets returning with PTSD and brain trauma. And I know they interviewed many vets throughout the years of their show. Here's an excerpt of Jay from one of the last episodes of Hole in the Bucket in 2008. This particular program focused on the problems of elderly people living in poverty.
Hunger for the elderly is an issue that affects all of us. Increasing expenses due to rising food costs, gas prices, utility costs, and medical bills put seniors in the precarious position of counting their nickels and dimes, often at the expense of healthy food and good nutrition. Economic inflation has the greatest impact on people living on fixed incomes. According to the Oregon Food Bank, 17% of households served in 2006 had at least one person who was 65 or older. This number will increase within the next 10 years as the boomer generation of current 45 to 59-year-olds retires. In addition, bankruptcy, consumer debt, and the nation's current mortgage lending crisis have also impacted this vulnerable population. The community faces various, very specific challenges. One, 13,568, about 60% of eligible persons age 60 or over, are not receiving food stamps. The population of persons 60 or over is increasing as the baby boomers age. State and local governments, as well as several nonprofits, offer service and food programs for seniors, but the lack of information and transportation in particular are barriers, often limiting the numbers who actually receive the services. Multnomah County is the largest of all Oregon counties and will require greater commitment and creativity to increase senior hunger outreach. A growing number of persons that will be directly affected by the threat of poverty and hunger as they turn 65 and over. The community.
Jay Thiemeyer was always hyper-focused on making visible those parts of society that so many people would like to just sweep under the rug or pretend don't exist. He would bring his microphone to the most vulnerable, the most untouchable people in Portland, houseless addicts, vets, families, and elders, people who are ignored and maligned so often in the mainstream discourse about them. Jay worked to give people the chance to tell their own stories, to share their own narrative of their experience. He was someone who came to this work having had a lived experience of addiction and houselessness himself, something he continued to struggle with throughout his life. But he came through it and emerged a community leader with a sincere, honest, and persistent voice that never wavered in its demand for dignity and equality for all people. Rest in power, Jay. Thank you for sharing your wisdom with us and all our KBOO listeners. May your spirit live on in the work we continue to try to do at KBOO Community Radio. Thank you, Jay Thiemeyer, for a life well lived.
KBOO Portland, 90.7 FM and KBOO.FM online.
At KBOO, we accept many kinds of vehicle donations. We accept fuzzy vans, broken cars, zippy scooters, seaworthy boats, well-worn farm equipment, family-sized SUVs, old jet skis, and more. If your vehicle has a clean